Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Healing Clinic. Look, I had to get it correct on the first time because I was going to say Free Talk Radio. But for those of you that are watching and tuning in, if you followed years ago, you know that I did a radio show called Free Talk Radio, which has now have been changed to The Healing Clinic. It was so much that was said on Free Talk Radio where the listeners were saying that they would rather go to sit in than go to therapy. We had people calling in from Dubai, from Africa, people saying, up late in the midnight hours to tune in to Free Talk Radio. And so we are back. We took a long vacation, and we are back. We are ready to get on the road. We are ready to share. We are ready to be raw, truthful about trauma to triumph. For those of you, again, that have followed, y'all already know how I am. Y'all should know who I am. If you don't know, I am your host for tonight, Brownisha Blackman, and I am excited to be launching this thing on today. It is such a time as now that I come and I share on the Healing Clinic. And so tonight is the launch party. So let me tell you guys, I don't even know if I'm going to ask y'all to like and share, but I want to tell y'all to like and share. Tonight we're recording live on Facebook. We're recording live on YouTube. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. You guys didn't think that I was going to come back into the Healing Clinic and not go back to where I originally started off at. I don't know even if I even mentioned. I've reached beyond 700 listeners on Blog Talk Radio. As to why I feel like I was compelled to come back, it was so much so that my show got shut down because Blog Talk could not carry the capacity of what was happening on the show. Literally, the system shut down because it was over 700 listeners calling in from all over the world. And it was not even something that I was trying to do. So y'all didn't think I was coming back and I wouldn't have Blog Talk Radio live with me tonight. But I didn't just come back to be live on Blog Talk Radio by myself. I have some amazing friends. I won't just call them guests, but I have some amazing friends that I am going to bring on with me. They have walked the journey of healing with me. They have their own healing journey. In our conversations, we are raw and transparent. And so it was so fitting tonight that I would have them come on and share and be a part of this amazing launch. I ask you guys to share, tag somebody. You know, if you see me on the screen, something amazing is going to happen. So share with somebody tonight about the launch party of the Healing Clinic. I don't want to hold any further. I'm going to bring my friend on, Jerry. I'm going to bring Shardell on, and I'm going to bring my friend Annie onto the screen. And tonight, we just want you guys to have some fun with us, tune in with us, and believe it or not, you're going to have a takeaway tonight based on the conversation that will be going forward. So give me a minute as I bring them in. Hey, Jerry girl. We got Shardell in the building. We got Annie in the building. Yes. Listen, we already got people that are tuning in, and I'm excited. You guys, share. Samantha, thank you for tuning in. You guys, I say share with somebody tonight, the Healing Clinic. I am so freaking excited. Y'all don't even know. I was a little nervous and rocking before I even came on the screen because this is a big deal. I haven't done the radio station, I haven't done Blog Talk Radio in a very long time. If I be honest, Blog Talk Radio changed my life. It wasn't something I wanted to do at first. I feel like I was forced into it. And we'll talk about that story later on, but I felt like I was forced into it. Though y'all that's following me, you guys already know that the Spirit of God is all on me, that I'm, you know, called. And the reason why I say that, because the radio station was actually prophesied to me. And I didn't want to do it. I did it for a friend. I really didn't do it for myself. I did it to give the platform to the friend. And we were on there for about 5 years. And as I've already stated, we made it to over 700 listeners. Like, it maxed out We had people calling in from all over the world. We had, it's this one little girl, I have to mention this, on my first show, it's this one little girl, Lauren. At the time, Lauren was like 12 years old, and I did a show about fathers, being that my father is deceased. And so Lauren got on to talk about her dad, and so much so, she warmed my heart because her mom sent a message like, Lauren be like running home to make sure she can tune in. And so one day I gave her a shout out and I think she was on punishment, y'all. She wasn't even supposed to be on. So she took her mama's phone and called in and was like, hey, I hear she gave me a shout out. Like, I need to get on to talk to Furniture right now. And so her mom sent another message like, hey, Lauren is on punishment. She just took my phone to get on to listen to you. And it really blessed me that this young girl was so inspired that she was willing to get a whooping to get on to talk to me. And so many different testimonies came from Free Talk Radio. And as I stated, I took a break. But y'all know I'm back to do the healing clinic, and y'all personally hang with me. So y'all already know that. Y'all know how very transparent I am and frank. And as I've already said, it would be fitting. It would not be any other way than to start this show off to have you three on here to share and be a part of this big day with me, because we have talked. I've talked about my stuff. Y'all talked about y'all stuff. And healing is, it can be taboo to certain people, but it's absolutely necessary. So I just want to say thank each and every one of you for, this is Friday at 6 p.m. Y'all can be doing anything on this Friday evening, and you decided to tune in with me. So I just want to now yield and give each and every one of you the opportunity to introduce yourself, what you're doing, your business, if you got anything coming up. I want this opportunity to give you guys this opportunity to then share that, and we can start off with Miss Jerry since she's at the top.
Of course. Hi, everybody. I am Jerry. I don't really put a lot of titles on it, but I'm Minister Jerry. I'm a mom, a single mom of three girls. We have a brand called Single Mom's Diary, and it's not just me. It's me and my girls. I do coaching for moms. I am a spiritual adjudicator, too, which is basically going into the court of heaven and approaching the throne of God and helping people to find their way and heal through that. I started doing that because that's a part of my healing journey. I do a lot of praise and worship, and I try to hang out when I can, like to get away, to break away. So there's a lot of faces and sides to Jerry, but the one thing that I love most about myself is how transparent I am and how open I am about the things that I've gone through, the things I'm going through, and the things I'm probably going to encounter later. So that's it. That's me. I'm Jerry. Hi, everybody.
She's like, hi.
That's her to follow, Jerry. But hey, girl.
Right. So dancing. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I got too excited over here, y'all. I got something to tell y'all after the fact. But since you said that was too hard to follow, Tridell, then you just follow in behind Jerry and introduce yourself.
I already figured you were going in that order based on the tree. Good evening, everybody. My name is Tridell. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist in California. I'm also a relationship coach. My business, as far as that's concerned, is called Lighthouse Perspective, which is a single, couple, individual, group type of platform. But the focus is building relationships, whether that's within yourself, within your relationships, your friendships, your partnerships, and with God. As far as things coming up, I have a committed couples intimacy experience for May. At the end of May, May 31st. So if you are interested, you can either go to lighthouseperspective.com or find me on Instagram. I'm all over Instagram. Lighthouse Perspective also has a page on Facebook. As far as like qualities that I like about myself, I'm a straight shooter. So therapists are very different. There are so many different types of therapists and how they kind of function. I'm the kind of person who's super direct, very empathetic, but I'm super direct, and I get to the point. Because I actually like to see people heal, and I recognize that a lot of times we kind of stay in a rut because people don't want to just tell you what things are and kind of like get to the thick of what things are. So I'm the kind of person who's like, hey, I support you. I will hold you. I will be that safe place for you. But we're going to get you through this. We're going to get you to the other side of what you're going through. And so text me.
Now, is she on mute? And Miss Annie is next.
I thought somebody was going to say Annie, your turn.
Oh, no, don't follow. Just go.
All right. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Annie. Where do I start? The Pictures Soul Design Studio is my stationery shop. We'll be launching for our very first time as a vendor on tomorrow, so that's pretty exciting. And then, also, My Life is My Message is, I guess you would consider that my ministry. God and I are still, you know, going back and forth about that. So yeah, My Life is My Message is a ministry. I'm now, you know, pushing everything out on YouTube and all of those things to get it back into social media, which is, like, you know, kind of hard for introverts. But other than that, I'm just, you know, coming through this season of life with God and friends. And, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. So y'all can tell based on the lineup and how everyone talks, y'all can see who's the talkers and who's the non-talkers, right? So let me tell you guys, so while you guys were introducing yourself, you know, we talked about how this show was going to run, and y'all know I'm just frank about certain things. So I kind of got a little sidetracked to ask up why, Annie, I didn't call your name, because we are, as I am talking to you guys live on Facebook, we're streaming on Facebook and YouTube, but we're also live on Blog Talk Radio as well. And so while I was talking, while Annie was talking, I do have someone that is the engineer for Blog Talk Radio, and what she sent over was, now I don't want y'all to get scared, and more so, Annie, I don't want you to get scared, because it'd probably be more of a problem for you than it is for everyone else, but we have over 73,000 people tuning in to listen to us right now. And so so I was like, I told her, I said, well, no, if I could show you guys the numbers, I would. If I could show you the numbers. So I was like, well, do you mean 7,300? She was like, no. So to prove to me, she sent over the actual screen. And at that point, it was 73,035 people streaming in to listen to this show. Now,
malfunctioned at 700 or something.
But
like
see,
that.
Well, I feel like, you know, once that happened, that was years ago, I feel like I possibly made them upgrade their system. No, they definitely upgraded their system to ask why I wanted to come back. So I was like, okay, yeah, but I didn't expect to go to 73,000, not on the first show. So I just say, you know, I'm a firm believer in that I'm right where God wants me to be. Y'all already know how I get down. So I firmly believe that I'm right where God wants me to be, despite of, if I say, even the season that I'm in. Because sometimes on the season you're in, if you want to be honest, because I believe all of us are believers on here, sometimes we feel like, you know, well, maybe I'd have messed up, or maybe this, or we maybe feel like sometimes our going through will make us, it pulls us back from God, not understanding that actually that particular season can draw you closer to God. And if you allow it to, it will give you where you get clarity. Because I was talking about bringing this show back for a very long time. I thought bringing the show back with a co-host, we don't even talk about that. And that didn't, none of it fell through. None of that fell through. I literally was like, okay, well then I'll just never do it again. And then it came to me, like, I'll say the Lord was like, it's time. And then I'm like, well then what I'm going to call it? Like, am I going to go back as the same, the show name or what? And it just dropped into my spirit to do the healing clinic. Because if anyone knows, I know that the Lord has called me to bring healing to his people. And we know that people that are sick, people that need a healing, you go to the doctor, you go to the clinic, right? So I was like, you know, y'all know that I'm y'all know how I am. So it was the healing clinic, but you guys, I didn't think that I was going to get on and on my first show that I would have all of those listeners. So I really don't know what to do with that. But we're going to move forward with how tonight's show is. And Annie was about to log off on us, you guys. Did you see her? She was just... Wait, what did you just say? Like, and so I'm going to email it to you guys as well as post it once the show is over to show you guys that I'm not just making this up, but that's the information that I was shown. And so if we're going to move forward in talking again, we're going to have many shows and many episodes to come up. And for those of you that are tuning in, make sure you mark your calendars because the Healing Clinic will be on every first and third Monday at 8 p.m. And so these ladies are guests today, but you better believe that I am going to bring them back, I mean, more than one time, okay? So make sure you mark your calendars for that. And so we just really want to, like, dive into talking about healing. Healing alone is like, it's the messiest thing. I don't care what anyone say. It's the messiest thing. But what I've understand and come to know is it's so beautiful on the other side of things, right? After you work through the mess, when you get to the other side, you're like, whoa, like, I like this, right? It's like a breath of fresh air. And so tonight, because, you know, I decided to bring you guys on, I want you guys to talk about what healing means to you. Like, how do you look at healing? And if you want to, you can share if it's something that you currently are healing from, or if you want to share something that you had to heal from. I want most definitely tonight for you guys to share that with your listeners as we pave the way for many different topics to come up in the future. And so, Jerry, we're going to start off with you.
You start off with me. I would just follow the prompt that you gave me. I feel like I got a cue card in front of me. healing looks like to me, and to share something. So healing to me is it's like a scar that you have to really take care of, like a wound you have to take care of. There's a lot of things that I had to know from like a child, and it's identifying it as well. And so it's like when you get cut, you have to take care of it. You have to, you know, put a Band-Aid on. You have to clean it. You have to sometimes put, like, the Bactine or peroxide, you know, whatever you need to do with it. And many times when we are hurt and we're healing, we just kind of cover it up. We don't take care of it. Mm-hmm. And so I really had to learn once I started bleeding on everything and everyone, mm-hmm, that I had to clean it up. You know what I mean? I had to take care of what initially hurt me, because whatever hurt me then led to something else, and it almost became like an infection. And so now that the scar is open and now it's infected, everything else around me is being infected, and I can see it. And instead of really taking care of it, again, we just go on with life. And I think that just comes with the cares of life, you know, like being a mom, having to work, you know, having family, if you're in ministry, you have to keep going. And sometimes you don't always get the opportunity to stop, process, feel, and recover. And so that has been my 3 points. Feel this, process this, and now recover. And so recovery is the best part for me. And recovery looks different for everyone. You know, sometimes recovery is someone being silent. Sometimes recovery is someone, like, living, you know, out loud, doing your bucket list. And then sometimes your recovery is joining with God, because that's what I had to do. I had to, like, really go with God all the way. Because I couldn't really talk to anyone. My hurt and trauma came from friends, family, and church, like those closest things. So I didn't have that anymore. So what do I have now? All I have is God. And the scripture that stood by me, and I still keep it, is Jeremiah 29:11. You know, and I tried to do amplified version because it goes into so many details. It's like, for I know the plans and thoughts give you a hope and a final outcome. My favorite part is final outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So the healing journey is the final outcome, like me getting to that place, and then the final outcome is wholeness. Because when we just heal, sometimes that wound can just be ripped out. Like, okay, there it is. It takes one thing, and it's crazy once you start to heal. It takes one trigger. That's what they call it, right? A trigger for it to. But once you become whole and you have peace, that don't even matter anymore. I've always been an astronaut, so kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. But now my nonchalantness comes with a sense of peace, wisdom, understanding, also giving a lot of grace, not just to myself. So this journey has been a beautiful masterpiece, I would say.
Yeah.
As I look back, Bryce has sent me a picture of us, I think it was 2 years ago, a year ago, and it was just like, wow. You know, like, I don't even look the same. Like, my skin doesn't look the same. Neither one of us, like, we don't even look the same. So when you heal and wholeness, it's so beautiful. It looks so good on you. And with that, all those things, I put the tools into my journal and my planner, and I'm giving it to other people, and they're able to purchase them because I feel like I'm not the only one. And that is the show proves that I'm not the only one. And so giving that to someone else is a place for me that, that was also part of my healing journey too, to be able to give it to someone because no one gave it to me. No one gave me the rules. No one told me. I didn't have that. So I had to find it on my own. And in that, I'm like, you know what? Let me help somebody else. And so that's what healing looks like. That's the process. And that's how it happens to me.
I'll say, I thank you for saying the part about that nobody gave it to you, right? And so that's why this platform has been created, because as we come here, we now have the opportunity to give it to somebody else. The information that we have, our journey, right? But everybody's journey might not look the same. I mean, us four individuals, you know, we all probably are close to each other in age and so many different other things that may potentially connect us to one another. But our journeys don't look the same, right? And so we all walk it out differently. But now this space has been created for now us to now share, like, sis, this is what I did. And everyone could walk away and take something from Brownisha, from Jerry, from Annie, from Shardell, and that might all piece by piece work for them. And so I'm so grateful that you have shared what you said and talked about bleeding on other people, because not too often we'll be honest and say, hey, I was messed up, so I bled on you. We always point the finger at who did what to us, but we don't really talk about what we possibly have done to someone else and being ignorant. Not that we even did it intentionally, but being when we're hurt, we sometimes hurt people. They hurt people because they're just trying to protect themselves from being hurt again. And so I'm glad that you said that, but this platform is created for us to come together, us to talk, and now for us to share with others. Thank you to everyone that has tuned in, everyone that is sharing. We have Minister Keisha on here. We have Kaisha. We have Gail. Thank you to all of you guys that are commenting from Facebook and those that are on YouTube, and even all of you that are on Blog Talk Radio. We really thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And so, Shardell, we're going to move on to have you share about, like, how do you look at healing, and if you want to share about your own personal healing journey as well.
Yeah. First, I second everything that Jerry said. I fully agree with all of that. To me, I feel like healing is emotion heavy. A lot of people say they want to heal, but then they don't want to acknowledge what they actually feel about the situations that they're healing from. And so, like Jerry said, you have to find peace. But for me, and the angle that I always take is you have to find peace with how you feel on the inside. And a lot of people don't really know how to recognize how they feel on the inside because they keep themselves busy. They're around a bunch of people. They're social. They're doing all these things that occupy their own ability to, like, be mindful of self. And usually what it takes is friends leaving you, church people doing things that make you say, okay, I'm leaving. All these things that are out of your own power, right, that isolate you and kind of prune you. And then when you're by yourself and you're with God and you have no other thing but to be mindful of self, do those emotions start to surface. And you start feeling antsy and you start feeling uncomfortable and you start feeling sad. To me, that's the place where you need to be able to identify, like, what is it that I'm really coming out of? What is it that I think about these scenarios? What maybe did I contribute or did they do, right, to be able to even process? Because in, you know, in therapy, when we talk about how all of it kind of works together, a lot of us function in behaviors. A lot of us function in just staying in our mind and looping whatever the negative thing was in our head or reminding ourselves of what that thing did to us or what that situation was, never really getting our mind or our behavior. And really it's because we don't know the emotion behind it. And to me, I think the hardest thing is because we get so occupied, and that's just our most people's natural coping, is just to be busy, out of sight, out of mind, right? And so when you get to the place where it's like, I can't do that anymore, how do you feel about yourself? Like, how do you feel about how you've been functioning in this energy? Because a lot of times it's really easy to say, well, they did. And then when you actually turn the mirror to yourself and realize, like, hey, I'm hurting myself in these behaviors. I'm hurting myself by not actually figuring out how I feel about it. And so I see it, and I love metaphors too, right? So I see healing in two ways. I see it like an onion. Because a lot of times you have that surface part of your emotion in the situation and you peel the layer back like, okay, I'm healed past this. And then you're like, boom, another layer of skin. And you're like, okay, what is this? I didn't know I felt this. I didn't know that this was a thing. Okay, well, let me work on this. Peel the onion. And you don't know how deep you're peeling until you're like, what? Right? It's just like an unpacking of it. But then I also see it like a roller coaster because, like Jerry said, you have to take care of it, but also you kind of have no control over when those triggers come. You have no control over the ride that will happen. The thing that you can do is be able to know and control yourself. And if you don't identify how you feel, anything goes because then you don't know if you're angry, you don't know if you're sad, you don't know if you're frustrated, you don't know what energy you're putting into the things that you're doing. And so for me, I feel like I've healed through a lot of different things, but the things that I'm actively going through, which is why I consider it a roller coaster now, has to do with my dad. So I was a part of Dear Dad. Anybody who follows Brownisha, I'm sure you guys have heard of the Dear Dad anthology. That thing was good, okay? So before that book came out, I did not have a great relationship with my dad. I wrote my letter. The letter gave us a little bit of a breakthrough. We had a really good year last year. And then something happened at the beginning of the year that really just kind of showed me, like, wait, it's not what you think. And that was a hard pause for me because it was one of these things, like I said, where I thought I had rationalized all of the negative feelings. Then it was, okay, well, we're getting into new feelings to then say, like, hey, we're not there. That's not where you were. Take a beat. That was a lot to rationalize. And I find myself now going back onto this roller coaster that last year I said, wait, I'm off the roller coaster. We're good. Problem solved. And so, like Jerry said, you're getting these triggers and you're like, wait, why is this bothering me? Why is this coming up? I thought I took that layer of skin off. And you don't recognize, like, there's another one. There's another one. And that's okay. And I think, like you said, it's giving yourself grace to know, like, even when you think, oh, I'm healed, and then you kind of get knocked back a little bit, like, yes, you are healing. It's still the process of getting through that stuff. It's not that you're not healed. It is you're just not all the way there yet. There might be another layer of skin you got to go through. But all of that is grace to say, like, there is another side, and you just have to keep going. And that's how I see it. Healing is just the process of continuing to peel those layers until you feel complete.
Good stuff, Ms. Shardell. I mean, she did announce that she is the therapist. So good stuff. Good stuff. She put it in there.
I always gotta take it.
And it is, listen, it is absolutely okay. Because another thing, as I even look at today, normally this year, normally this time of year, I'll do the Breakthrough Healing Experience. And one of the things I said was, some of us will never go to therapy, so I'll bring therapy to you. You know, some people will never walk through the door. You'll never pick up the phone. You'll never log into the you'll never log into the Zoom, because there are many different ways that therapy is offered. So you might not go to it, but I'm definitely going to bring it to you. You find yourself in a facility with me, I totally know. We're talking about healing. We're talking about the next thing, the next stage of it. And truth be told, it's interesting that I even say that, y'all, because I was toe up to the floor up. Like, I was toe up, traumatized. What's that? PTSD. I had a lot of things going on, and so now I don't even look like what I've been through, and I feel good about it, right? And so I'm glad we're having this conversation. So we're going to now go over to Miss Annie, and Annie, the same question lies for you. You know, how do you look at healing? What does healing mean to you? And if, again, you want to share about something that you are healing from or have to heal from, you're welcome to do so.
Okay, I'm getting older, I have to write down notes, so here we go. So I said that for me, healing in this season is like, it's the healing that hurts so good, right? It's like the one thing that you like, I know once we get past this hump that there's going to be some level of a reward. I think sometimes we think about healing as becoming whole and then everything looking pretty and amazing to you. But sometimes healing looks like you still going through the fire and God is getting the glory, right? Like you walking through it and he is totally getting the glory. And then also in this season, healing is changing, for me, changing my posture towards a thing, changing my mind towards a thing. And what else did I say? Healing is also building a testimony, right? That's all of the, it's like in this season, it's also, God is writing the story. So, I don't know, healing is a lot of things for me right now, but I know that it is the journey of God being God and me being human. And the moments that I can see the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that's what healing is for me right now. The flesh part of me, my human self, sometimes I feel very weak because I've gone through a pretty traumatic experience recently. But to understand the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and when that man kicks in, you looking like, well, who's over there doing all of that? Because you know you ain't got the strength. But you like, I know it ain't me. But it's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I never understood it. Importance until now. So healing looks like being empowered by the Holy Spirit every day to wake up and do the things that depression is telling me I cannot do. It's the keep going of that. That's what healing looks like. You want to feel like, oh, at the end of the day, I'm going to be whole. I'm never going to have to heal from anything else again. But that's not true. I think sometimes healing looks like God just holding your hand through a thing and just working it out with him. What else did I say? I think that's it. Changing my posture, yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, pretty much building a testimony and just seeing what God does with the exchange. I say all the time, that exchange where it's like when you are weak, he's strong, right? And you're thinking that strength is going to be enough strength to pick up a house. But sometimes it's just enough strength to get from Tuesday to Wednesday, right? Or it's, like I said, it's the healing that hurts so good. Because you're finding out all of these things about yourself, and you're finding out all of these things about God and how it doesn't take all of your energy to do one thing. Sometimes it's going to just take the Holy Spirit so you can sit back and rest. Or it's going to take a little bit more of your strength, but your knowledge of who God is to get through this part. Like, I don't know what's going on, but he's working that thing on out. That's all I can say. So hopefully I didn't just ramble on, but there you go.
First of all, you did an amazing job. You did an amazing job. I mean, all of you guys did an amazing job for coming here and being transparent about your journey. Annie, I did kind of like hashtag the hurt so good, but I did put your name there, so I ain't taking credit for what you said. But that was – did she go out on the screen? I was like, okay. No, but that was so very powerful because truth be told, like if we want to be frank about the situation, healing does hurt so good. It hurts like how they ever said that H-E-double-L hockey stick, however you want to say it, because we want to be clean, right? Healing really, really, really does hurt. For what I got out of it, when you say it hurts so good, though it hurt, it's taking you to a good place that you don't even yet realize. And so even as you guys have shared, like healing means a lot of things to me too. And there is a lot of things that you have to heal from. For me, I know it's things that I've had to heal from that have possibly happened over 20 years ago. I've had to heal from things that happened 5 years ago. I've had to heal from things that probably happened 2 months ago. I had to heal from something that happened 2 days ago, like if we want to be frank. So healing can come in many different ways with at many different time frames of your life. And what we fail to realize is healing is so important because an unhealed version of us can stagnate us, and it can potentially, if we be frank, unhealed, it could stagnate us from getting to where we got to go. It can really delay us from arriving to a place because we have not took care of the wound. We've simply covered it up with something. As I'm talking, I thought about many, many years ago. I don't know what I was doing, but I hurt my finger. Oh, I know what I was doing. I was trying to deal with anger. And so I went to the break room. I called it break room, rage room, whatever. But I had so much anger build up in me, y'all. I was in there swinging that bat. And some way, somehow, I messed my finger up. I was like, well, dang. But I messed my finger up. And so what happened was, since my finger was messed up, now I had to then get a Band-Aid. I had to put a Band-Aid over my finger. And so I remember having it, the Band-Aid on for a couple of days. And it was my finger was healing. But it had this funny look to it, right? It had a funny look to it. So I told myself, I said, you know what? How about me? I'll take the Band-Aid off so now that wound could get air. And then after I took the Band-Aid off and I began to allow air hit it, allow the sunlight to hit it, what I didn't realize is, I promise you guys, I looked up and probably it wasn't a week later, and I couldn't even tell that my finger had been hurt. And I remember even writing a post about it because I know that God spoke to me in that moment about taking the Band-Aid off. And how many of us can be honest and say we've walked around, we put Band-Aids and gauze and things on top of wounds and not fully dealt with them. And the dealing with them is letting the sunlight come in. The dealing with it is letting the air hit it. The dealing with it can be so many things. The dealing with it is the exposure of it all, that you even expose the scar. And so for that, it was me then allowing the scar to be exposed. And so I know that whether I liked it or not, the part of my journey was exposing a lot of the hurt areas in my life. So, yeah, I wrote the Dear Dad book because I had to deal with the fact that, you know, I'm not saying I had a bad dad, but there was more that I wanted from my father. And as a child, I couldn't convey that to him. You know, kids can't tell their parents how they feel. You go get a whooping. And so I, you know, Dear Dad was a part of giving not just myself but others the opportunity to then write out something that they couldn't tell to their adult fathers. And so much healing came from that. And so healing means so many things to me, and healing is absolutely important to me. And it's so much important to me that I have this saying I say all the time, that my mom raised me, that if one eat, we all eat. So once I got to be able to experience healing and I saw I saw the hurtful part of it, but I saw the good that can come out of that thing. I wanted to then share that with everybody. Like, you know, if you get healed, life could look like this, right? And so that's where we are now at the Healing Clinic. And I was doing it when I was on Free Talk Radio and really had no idea what I was doing. I just was talking it out. And by my talking it out, I think, Annie, you talked about building up a testimony. And as we know in Scripture, where the Bible says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of our testimony, right? And we know that when we begin to share our testimony, that our testimony can potentially help someone else come out of their stuff too. And so I'm so grateful that you guys have come into this space, and you were frank about, Jerry, you know, as a mom, what you've had to heal through and go through. Shardell, you being open and honest, like, hey, I'm got issues with my daddy. Like, you know, because it's not too often people will come and be honest. They not, we have been taught to what happens in the house stays in the house. We've taught to be secretive. We've taught, no, don't let nobody see that, because then they're going to judge you or they're going to feel. We've been taught so many different things. And the truth of the matter is, what I want to now teach people is that healing is important. And so I say all of that because we segue in, and this is how you guys will deliver. So whoever want to necessarily share on the importance of healing, from your perspective, why is healing so important? And so at this point, any of you guys can take lead on that.
I think that it's important because it it kind of shows you how important you are to God when you heal from whatever it is, right? Life, whatever the case may be. It shows you that you are important to Him, that He will lead you to a place where He'll show you this is an area. This is, you know, that you need to heal from, because if you can move past this, of course, you move on to greater things. But it shows you that God is worried about all of the things. He's not just worried about the spiritual things. He's not just worried about whether or not you can prophesy, you know, what different, or whether or not you are an evangelist. Like, that. He wants to make sure that you are healed on the inside, because there are a lot of us that are doing ministry, but we're broken people. And although we can be broken before Him, because that's what He wants anyway, I don't think that He wants that type of brokenness to be what represents Him. And I think that I thought I was on airplane mode. Can you guys still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can I say that was the devil because I lost my train of thought, or should I just say it? What should I say? Probably wasn't the call, right? Anyway, but this humor, horrible. But I lost what I was going to say, so somebody take it over. Yeah.
I can go next. I feel like it's important for all of you, the whole of you, spiritually, physically, mentally. You see life in the world through a lens based on what your experiences are. And if you are navigating the world from an unhealed space, everything around you will feel and look you'll experience it in an unhealed way. And I think, like Annie was saying, God created life for us to be so much better and so beautiful. And if we're walking through the world in a space of anger or resentment or whatever it is, right, that's tainting our experience to just navigate the way that He wanted us to navigate, we are kind of limiting ourselves in the way that we can grow, the way that we can thrive, what we can offer to other people. Because like Annie said, like, what you go through is your testimony. That's just what it is. You choose to sit in your pain. If you choose to sit in what happened to you 20 years ago or what happened to you 2 days ago that you might not have had any control over, literally anything that doesn't happen in your life from that point on is because you chose not to heal from it. While everybody else may be navigating still in their happiness or whatever, you now are being paused in a way that you don't have to be paused. And if you just allow yourself to heal past that, like, God has abundance beyond that. And we're just limited by the lack of wanting to just get through.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. That's some good stuff.
That was good. Both of those were good. Healing for me is the importance of it is because I'm a mom. And I can't go through life broken, hurting, and raise children. I'm trying to raise amazing people in that I have to be whole so that I can be able to help build their character, right? Because if I'm toxic, then I'm raising toxic people. If I'm bitter, then I'm raising bitter people. If I'm broken, then I'm going to raise broken children. If I'm depressed, I'm going to raise my children to be, you know, under the fog of that. So the importance of it is my kids and for the future. Like, I have to be this so that I can be able to raise stand-up citizens in the world, amazing humans with gifts and, you know, talents, and help them to navigate, right? Because if I'm now healed when, because I have three girls, and so we know, I don't want to, like, proud on it, but we have a kind of, like, a harder life, and it's greater, but it's harder, you know, we have, like, this empowerment, and so I know that things are going to encounter my girls, right? So I have to be healed so I can teach them and show them, hey, if someone breaks your heart, we're not going to go break their heart back. Someone bullies you, like, let's break it down to where they are now. Someone's bullying you, just because someone treats you this way, you only treat them that way, because all it just keeps building up. So the important part was to be completely whole so that I can be able to lead my children correctly. And like I said, the ministry is a big part of myself too. So how can I effectively lead God's people and be able to govern over souls and people? And I'm all broken and torn. Like, it doesn't work that way, because all I'm doing is building up broken, torn, toxic people. And that's not what God designed us to live. That's not how he designed it for it to be. So I would say my children, the future, and his people, because that's what he has. That's what he made us for, you know, to be here. The ones who are called for that. We're called here for the people. So I need to be that so I can be able to help others, lead them on that way.
All of this, it has been beautiful. It's a couple of things that you guys said that I definitely wanted to piggyback on. It was one where Annie was talking about being in ministry and having titles and leading God's people. And God is very concerned about the leading and the bleeding. God did not put anyone in position to bleed on his sons and daughters. If anything, as vessels of God, he has called us and positioned us to lead them out of those broken places, not be the weapon to tear them down and put them into broken places. And I truly understand that we are human, right? And we are. And so that's why it is important that us as human beings, us as those of us in leadership, it is important that we take proper care of ourselves so we can be able to pour properly unto others. You guys know that I'm frank about things. And God told me, I know the Lord has called me to the nations, but God told me that I had to heal first. He said, I will not allow you to go out there at broken. I will not allow you to go and you misinterpret what is going on because you are broken. And so more than anything, that is one of the reasons why I have submitted to healing. Most definitely, I want to be whole for the sake of myself, but I don't want to be a broken individual bleeding on God's people, because I actually know how that feels, right, to be in that position. So when Annie spoke that, that definitely stirred up something in me that I have been very intentional and even kept myself under wise counsel to be mindful of what I'm thinking. Like, is this my flesh? Is this God? Is it the devil? devil, because Annie wants to blame the devil earlier, like, who is actually has a hand in this thing? Because if you broken, many times you can misinterpret a thing, right, and make it something that it's not. And so healing is so important for the body as a whole. Healing is so important for our family as a whole. It was something that you said, Jerry, about being a mom. I know that I'm the curse breaker of my family, that I break the curses off of my family to the point that it's going to be a topic. I'm thinking, I don't know if she will really go through with it, but I definitely, for the healing clinic, I definitely want to have a discussion between me and my daughter how our relationship is, because I've been very intentional about how I show up for her, how I talk to her, how I give space to her, how I listen to how she feels about certain things. And the relationship has become so beautiful. I've shared that because I was broken myself. My daughter as a child used to always hug me, and it wasn't because I didn't love her that I didn't hug her back. It just was not something that I was used to. And y'all, she called me a bad mom. She said, you are a bad mom because you don't give out hugs and kisses. And so it hurt me so much that she said it, that I wanted to learn, like, what do I need to do that I can better show up for her? So now I give out hugs and kisses, y'all. I be giving them hugs and kisses out, right? I mean, and even though she's an adult now, like, I really sit there, even as a parent, because I know that part of being, you know, I had her and still was living in my brokenness. She, you know, they say the first child go through everything with you. And I sent her a video the other day to, you know, tell her that I appreciate her for that. But I went to her to apologize. I said, if you are responding to life based on things you've experienced and I have a hand in it, I want to apologize. Not that it makes me a bad parent, but I just wanted to let her know how much I value that. And I mean, I was in tears, but I wanted her to know that I'm sorry if something I did, you know, have caused you to look at life or respond to life a certain way because I didn't know any better. That's a part of healing, you know, and it's not to make anyone out to be the bad guy. But when we come to a point where we can identify that we, our brokenness, our hurt, our pain, us bleeding or the hurt person hurting other people, when we can identify that we played a hand in the thing, it would be an amazing thing to step in and tell the person that we hurt, I apologize. If I probably ask all of you guys right now to raise your hand, if healing probably would have, if somebody coming to apologize to you possibly would have helped you heal a little better. But sometimes it's like, you know, you have to heal from certain things with no closure. But if we be honest, if the person that had done us wrong or hurt our feelings, if they came and told us they apologize, that might help out just a little bit, that you are even considering the fact and identifying, like, you know what, that was wrong what I did to you, and let me apologize that I mishandled you in such a way. But everybody won't admit it. I know if I had some people apologize to me, I feel like it would have helped. But I had to take the back road and was like, yeah, I ain't coming through to do it, but I'm not going to stay there neither, right? I'm going to continuously move forward. And so healing is a big part of my life. Healing most definitely is the leading part of my ministry. And again, I want to say publicly that I thank you guys for coming alongside of me on this healing journey as my sisters in Christ, as my friends. Sometimes y'all talk to me from a place of a sister, a friend. Sometimes y'all talk to me from a place of being a vessel, a minister, and I thank and praise God that we all can coexist in a space with one another, and God is individually using us all, right, that it don't collide, that no matter who Jerry is or Pranisha is, we can still have those moments where I'm snotting on the phone with her or she's snotting on the phone with me, and likewise with Shardell, and likewise with Annie. I'll say this. What I want to say to even those of you that are listening, one of the most important things that you will need on your journey of healing is you will need friends. And I'm not going to say a fake friend, real friend, because if there's no such thing as a fake friend, that's not your friend. That wouldn't be considered as your friend. So you need a friend on the journey with you, and you need a friend because there are many different things that can identify you as a friend. So I'm not going to say a friend that's not going to judge you, because the person that's judging you, again, they're not your friend. So you need people, and Chardell may laugh, but you need friends that can hold space for you. I had to recently learn that to make sure that I have the right people around to hold. And so for those of you that are tuning in, whether it be via YouTube, Facebook, whether it be live on Blog Talk Radio, one of the things I want you to make sure is that on your healing journey, make sure you have a friend. Make sure you have a tribe. It definitely speaks to your existence, because you cannot do this alone. We need villages. You know, it's a, you take a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise an adult too, okay? Not just a child, but the child that have now become an adult. And so I, in us getting ready to close, ladies, I don't know if it's anything more you guys wanted to share or plug in there. I will be announcing our future shows. Anything you guys wanted to say?
I think you summed that up perfectly.
Okay.
Well, you got that right on it.